of 1.5 million children from the Holocaust, the only two names we heard that day were the names of the same two sisters that I had printed off and put in my purse.
The Joy Lucius book titled Priceless Pennies, Rose and Odette, Unknown Children of the Holocaust, is the miraculous story of family, faith, and friendship. It's available now at resources.afa.net.
This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I'm saying that Abe Lincoln could dunk James Madison.
Oh, okay. That's what you're telling me.
Tell everybody in America, what's the name of that song?
It's a Hokey Pokey.
You're exactly right.
It's a Hokey Pokey.
From Flatwoods, Kentucky. Garbanzo beans.
Man, Garbanzo Green. That's like 10 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, we've been hearing that for a while.
Garbanzo beans.
I've never been able to look at garbanzo beans the same. Every time I pass them on the street.
You just think about that.
I just think about it.
Yeah.
It's ruined garbanzo beans for me.
Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. What's today, JJ?
Today is the 21st of June. Yesterday was the first day of summer, officially. Heat wave going across America. It feels like it's been summer for a while. Technically, yesterday was the first day of summer and the longest day of the year.
Yep.
So today will be just a little bit shorter. It'll be about a quarter till nine before the sun goes down.
In Pennsylvania, that's true. Up north, it stays light till like 9 or 10 o'clock. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ, thanks for listening to AFR, and give the phone number.
Yeah,
and then so folks can get online. Then JJ's got something he wants to share from his heart.
Yeah. Okay. The phone number to call if you want to get on with us. By the way, it is it is only if you have not been on with us in the last 2 weeks. You can call and get on. I'm sorry, 2 months.
Thank you.
Yeah, we have all these rules. I'm starting to get confused. If you have been on with us in the last 2 months, please wait a week, is what I'm saying. So we're going to try to give as many people as possible an opportunity to get on the program with us. The number to call if you want to get on is 888. As Tim says, if you can't remember that, we can't help you. 888-589-8840. That's the number. To get on with us here on Trivia Friday, you must be 11 years old or older to get on. 888-589-8840.
JJ, tell us about that mystery question.
Yeah, one of these nine questions is a mystery question. And if you land on that, you're going to hear this sound. Ah, the beloved cowbell. And you're not going to win a stainless steel AFR mug like we've been giving away.
We've changed over.
We've changed over. New and improved, we have an AFR cap that Tim Wildman is sporting. He's our model.
He's sporting.
And, he's our hat model. Now, you were a hand model for many years, but this today you're a hat model.
Hand modeling got me through college. I didn't. My family didn't have a lot of money, and I had to do something.
Well, your dad was in the ministry.
That's right. So and he kept you out of the army.
It was the left hand that attracted the
most attention.
The scouts. That's right.
Yeah. It attracted the recruiters. Those hand recruiters.
So I think Sears, JCPenney.
I remember you telling
Lloyd's of London.
That's right.
I remember you telling the story about how they would come to your house and talk to your parents about about the upcoming
draft.
Well,
Lloyd, you got a little bit of a confusion in there. Lloyd's of London, they were the ones that insured your hand.
My hand. That's what I meant to say.
They
insured my hand.
You couldn't play sports for a scholarship. You could play intramural sports as long as you did everything right-handed.
But I was going places with this left hand, and I got an injury. But
I can see it. It's unsightly now.
Say, hand models don't really contribute anything to the world.
Yeah,
I beg to differ.
That's it. Get you through college, and we're talking about it today.
Yeah, yes.
So you're a hat model.
So yeah, I'm a hat model today because we've switched over. We have this AFR hat. Some call it a farmer's hat. But anyway,
good looking cap.
Yeah, brother Jalen in Arkansas sent us a sample. And we ordered 100 of them, so we've got them for a while. Next week, I'll tell you how you can order one if you want to pay for it.
Oh, okay. That's
but
good.
But for today, this is the new
AFR travel hat.
Travel hat if you want if you win the mystery question.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you win the mystery question.
Can I mention one more thing?
Sure.
This week in Montana, archaeologists discovered a giant dinosaur tibia. Archaeologists discovered a huge dinosaur tibia. It was a real shindig.
It's a real
shindig.
I got you there.
That's all I have to offer.
Okay, Allison, my wife, found this in the paper last night, and I said I got to use it because this is JJ Jasper.
I'm ready. I don't know if that's possible.
I want means to be seen, Mr. Handball.
Give it your best shot.
Okay, for today, I'm going to outshuck JJ. Okay, listen to this one. Okay, imagine JJ's voice saying this, people. My wife just found out I replaced our bed with a trampoline. She hit the ceiling.
I like it.
You get
that's
that?
Funny.
Yes.
Hit the ceiling.
Yes. See there? Yeah. See what I did there?
I did.
All right. Trivia Friday is on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Is there anything else to say? Or should we?
I think we've got all the ground rules
down. Questions and move forward.
All right. Here are my three questions. In the American West, the Indian tribe called the Anasazi were also known as what? Probably more popularly known as. In the American West, the Indian tribe called the Anasazi were also known as what? Second question. I'm not sure what category this falls under, but I thought of it. I put it down, so I'm going with it. If you're stuck in the boonies, where are you? If you're stuck in the boonies, where are you? So basically, tell me what boonies.
Yeah, means. So you don't know if that's animal, mineral, or what was the other category? Bottom from the Bible.
Person, place, or thing. I don't know. All right, and then a true false question. Gorillas can actually catch colds from humans. Is that true or false? Gorillas can actually catch colds from humans. Is that true or false? That's what I've got.
JJ. Here's what I have. First question from the Bible. Which apostle was a tax collector before following Jesus? Which apostle was a tax collector before following Jesus? Second question. What classic children's book begins with the line, "In the great green room, there was a telephone and a red balloon"? Mm-hmm. We're talking classic children's book, and it starts out like this. In the great green room, there was a telephone and a red balloon. Third question, true or false, a crocodile is the only animal that can't stick out its tongue. Is that true or false? Now, think Michael Jordan, but think of the opposite of that. So there's only one animal that can stick out its tongue, that can't stick out its tongue. It's a crocodile.
Okay.
True or false?
Where'd Michael Jordan
enter? Yeah, I'm
going up for a layup. Shooting a free throw, he always has.
He didn't ever do a layup.
No, not a layup. No,
not doing, Michael Jordan.
No, doing a layup from the free
throw.
That's feminine. Do a layup from the free throw line. He had that tongue out.
Yeah, he did have the tongue out, and when he went in for the tomahawk.
That's right.
All right, is that it or
that's it?
Okay, here are my three questions. All right, what popular car did minivans replace? What popular car did minivans replace? Number two, I may have asked this 2 or 3 years ago, but can't remember, and you can't either. So here's the question. The area known as New England, which Ed hails from, is composed of which six states? What six states compose what we call New England? And number three, Alaska, by far, because of its sheer girth, has more shoreline than any other U.S. state. I want to know, after Alaska, what three states, you don't have to name them in order, but just tell me the three states that have the most shoreline after Alaska.
Hmm.
Got that question?
Yeah.
And my third and final, or was that three?
That was three.
All right, go. Let's go, Ed.
All right, we're going to go leftover from last week.
Leftovers?
Luke from Hope, Arkansas, 13 years old. Luke, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Hey, you may want to, Luke, may want to turn down your radio so you don't get any feedback. It'll help keep you from getting confused, and same with us. Welcome to the program, Luke. Thank you for waiting. You've been waiting all this time since last week, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
All right. Which one do you want to answer, Luke?
The car question.
My question to you about, okay, you ready? Luke?
Mm-hmm.
What popular, I guess you could say model or type of car, not brand, but what popular car did minivans replace?
I'm going to say station wagon.
Station wagon. Luke. Okay, now, Luke, listen unto me.
Mm-hmm.
If you can answer the bonus question related to that question, I'm going to send you one of these AFR caps.
Luke, no pressure, but you could be the first person in Trivia Friday history to win an AFR cap, but
that's
no pressure.
That's right. Are you watching on Facebook? Do you see the cap I'm wearing?
No, I am not.
Okay. Well, are
watching
you?
On
well, today's issues on Facebook are we got a YouTube.
We have our own streaming service.
Oh, we have our own streaming, which is
stream.afa.net.
Stream.afa.net. I'm wearing it. Anyway, okay, so I didn't give this question in my top three because I wanted to save it for this reason. So
brand new AFR cap up for grabs if you answer this question.
Yes. Okay, so you've already answered the station wagon was replaced by the minivan, probably in the 80s. Heyday of the station wagon would have been 50s, 60s, 70s. Mm-hmm. So I want to know, though, this is a baby boomer question, basically. I want to know what the top selling station wagon was in the 1970s.
Man, that's a hard one.
Okay, no Googling. Okay.
Oh, man.
No Googling saying, give me a minute. It's on the top of my tongue. And then we hear the keyboard going in the background.
Hang on a second.
Anyway, that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm saving that.
Okay, save it.
Okay.
Anyway, Luke, I'm with you. I don't know. I don't even know the answer, and I'm a baby boomer.
Yeah, but he got it. He got the right. Station wagons were replaced by minivans.
Yeah. So that was bittersweet. He got the right answer right out of the chute. Then you got to disappoint him by not getting losing out on getting a cap.
That's my calling. All right, Luke, go ahead with your question for us. Fire away, bro. Fire away.
Oh, you're going to save
the
bonus question.
Okay, Luke. Go ahead.
Yes. Who was the first Christian converted from Europe?
Who was the first Christian converted in Europe?
From Europe.
Okay, I don't know how we would ever know that exactly. However, I would say Pocahontas would be a name that would come to mind.
I think he's talking about like in the book of Acts. You're talking about in the book of Acts?
Yeah, it's on Acts 6. 11 through 15.
Pocahontas, if you look at chapter 14.
Pocahontas, but ask me the
no, you have to look at the first letter of the first 14 words.
And
then you get Pocahontas out of that. You don't.
It's kind of hidden.
That's what I'm saying. It's kind of hidden.
You heard it on
Alex
Jones.
The Bible.
Yeah.
I'm writing a book.
The secret
on that.
Code.
Anyway, so what's the name? Luke?
What's the answer?
Is it the jailer?
Lydia.
Oh, Lydia.
Lydia.
Lydia. I thought he was talking about
Lydia.
Europeans coming to the New World and the first convert. That's what I thought.
Yeah. But Lydia, I think they met down there at the seashore or something. Seller of purple, and she was one of the ladies that helped him along.
She was also ministry. Selling seashells by the seashore.
That was
the
boardwalk. That was Susie.
Boardwalk.
All right. Thanks,
buddy. Thank you, Luke. Great question, by the way. We do love Bible questions. Thank you for reading
your
Bible.
Yes, sir. Y'all see how I misinterpreted the question?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'd answer
it. Like doing your own taxes. I mean, it's so much in there. It's just really hard to make a mistake.
You need to go TurboTax.
That's exactly
right. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, I mean, you were a hand model. we're not expecting.
Wait a minute. Be careful right there.
We're not
where
expecting
you're going with that.
Basketball player level, you know, answers.
You know.
So. All right, so we go to Oregon. Check this out. We're going to Oregon, and Cammie is on the line. Did I pronounce your name right, Cammie? Is it Cammie or Cammie?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
It's Cammie. Yes.
Where do you live in Oregon?
We live just outside of Baker
okay.
City.
Yeah.
JJ and I both have been there.
Beautiful Baker country. City.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we love it here.
Do y'all have a Walmart there yet?
No. No, yeah. We don't.
Not even a Dollar General?
Well, hey. I remember.
Yes, we have a dollar store. Yeah.
Cammie. You know this, of course, but our listeners across the country don't know this. There's no self-service gas stations in Oregon. You have to get out and pump your own. I mean, you can't get out and pump your own gas. You have the attendants there like it was back in the old days. Did
it's
you know
actually,
that, Ed?
I think changed, they changed
it's
that.
It's changed now.
Oh,
so
when
you,
changed
you
it.
Have to, it's unfortunate, but yeah, you have to pump your own gas.
When did they change?
It's been several years ago.
Okay. Well, it's been a couple of years since I've been, or more than
a couple.
The
reason I ask about the Walmart is I got picked up from Boise to go speak in Baker City. This is 15, 20 years ago or so. I don't know. And they told me they didn't have a Walmart. They said, last stop for Walmart, like 2 hours away from Baker City.
Right.
Because the city fathers at the time didn't want Walmart coming into town because it'd kill all the mom and pop stores. That was the idea.
Yeah.
So anyway,
and this was kind of like for the gas stations. They said, we don't want to lose the attendants. That's the job. So you pull in and the attendants say, fill her up. No, I got it. I'll get out and do it myself. No,
no, you
you're
won't.
Not from around here, are you?
All right, Cammie, go ahead. Ask, answer, or both.
Well, first, my daughter wanted me to make sure and tell you that I'm Rio's mom.
Oh, you're Rio's mom. All right.
Yeah.
She's been on with us many, many times.
Yeah, I think she started the calling when she was about 5.
That's great.
Before you had the rule. About
legendary caller.
She is legendary.
Trivia Friday history. Well, what's your question for us, Cammie?
So what do they call a herd of wild hogs?
Okay, we herd of wild hogs.
I'm going to say crop eaters. Crop destroyer.
Bacon? I don't know.
I thought it was a herd. It says herd in the Bible.
So it's not a herd? Herd's not it, right, Cammie?
Pardon me?
Herd is not the answer, right?
No.
All right. I think we're stumped. What's the answer, Cammie?
It's called a sounder.
S-O-U-N-D-E-R.
Sounder.
Sounder.
A sounder of hogs, of wild hogs, or in your backyard.
Now, is that, Cammie, is that different between wild hogs and domesticated pigs? I mean, would
probably. I'm not sure, though, but I know that the wild hogs, that's what it's called.
Do you have those? Do you have those where you live?
No, we don't.
Okay.
You're lucky.
We don't have wild
You're blessed.
Pigs up here. Yeah.
Because they're very destructive.
A band of wild hogs.
All right, what question did you want to answer?
We did this one first.
JJ's question about the disciple that was a tax collector.
All right. Which apostle was a tax collector before following Jesus?
Matthew.
Nicely done. Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for listening.
Matthew.
Morgan, have a great weekend.
And say hi to Rio for us.
Right,
please.
Absolutely.
I will. Thank you.
All right, Cammie. Thanks for calling.
I always
from
like
the
Rio. She's very bright young lady.
Yeah, from the great state
Real
of Oregon.
Polite. Yep.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We go back to the phones.
And we go to Texas, and Neil is on the line. Neil, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you very much, and greetings, esteemed professors from Central Texas.
Thank you, Neil. Appreciate the compliment there.
What city in Texas?
Yeah. Lampasas.
Lampasas. What's famous in Lampasas?
Right.
It is, it's just a little north of Austin.
Okay.
That's what it's famous for?
That's it.
Well, y'all need to get some kind of famous singer or something come out of there.
Actually, Lampasas is famous for hot springs and sulfur springs. That's how the city kind of got its start as a late 1800s. Destination for people seeking the healing effects of sulfur springs.
Stage stop. Good.
Cool.
Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I'd like to do both, please.
Which one you want to answer, Neil?
Oh, it's the one about boonies.
All right. So here's the question, Neil. if you're stuck in the boonies, where are you?
Well, my mom used to say we're out in the middle of nowhere, but actually it's any very sparsely populated place like out in the country away from the city.
Absolutely.
Nicely done.
Middle of nowhere. Your mom was exactly right.
Raise your hand if you didn't know the answer to that question. Well, wait a minute. I see one person out there. Actually, isn't that short for boondocks?
Probably. Maybe.
And the boondocks are...
My dad used to say both of those all the time.
Out in the boondocks.
In the boondocks.
Yeah. There's probably some history to that.
I bet there is.
About in the boondocks.
So it might have been an easy question, Tim, but it sure was interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it sure was. It sure was.
It sure was both.
Brother What's Ed? Your question for us, Neil?
Okay, so this is a question about a musical group, and I'm going to give you two hints and maybe a third if you need it.
Tim's ready.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Between the 1960s and the 2020s, this group had 37 songs reach the U.S. top 40, the most by any American band, with four topping the Billboard Hot 100. Also, they released the first live album to make it to number one on the U.S. music charts.
That was a long question, but say it again real quickly because I'm going to get it.
Okay. Between the 1960s and the 2020s, this group had 37 songs reach the U.S. top 40, the most by any American band, with four topping the Billboard 100, and they released the first live album to make it to number one on the U.S. music charts.
Okay.
Let's talk amongst ourselves a little bit.
Yeah, don't say anything. Don't respond, Neil, because we're going to talk amongst ourselves. Okay, guys.
Eagles were around a long time.
Hold on.
It's not the Beatles, it's not American.
Yes, that's right, JJ. That's what I know. It says, he said American band, right?
Right.
Yeah.
The Eagles didn't start in the 60s. He said 60s, did he
right.
not?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Fleetwood Mac didn't start till the, well.
Late 70s.
It may be Fleetwood Mac. I think they officially started in the 70s. I would say either it's going to be Fleetwood Mac or the Beach Boys.
Oh, Beach Boys.
Wait, were the Beach Boys still going in the 2020s?
Or the Grateful Dead. But the Grateful Dead.
Now, I don't think they had that many hits.
Yeah, I'm going to say Beach Boys or, I know that's two answers, or Fleetwood Mac.
All right.
I'm going to go with the Eagles just because. They might have been a garage band picking up some steam.
If the Eagles started in the 70s, maybe so. In the 60s, maybe so.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Eagles too, because that's the first name.
Which one of the two you want to go with, Tim?
I'll say Beach Boys.
All right. Neil, anybody right?
Yes, it is the Beach Boys.
Wow. We pointed to Tim.
He
said
he
was going to get it.
Yeah.
Nice. We should have gone with that 1960s, because the Beach Boys are like the – who's the guy out in Vegas that's been the – got the singer for 70 years?
Wayne Newton.
Oh, Wayne Newton. You're the Wayne Newton of...
The Beach Boys were hugely popular in the 60s, 70s. But, yeah, they kept going. I mean, you know.
That's, yep. 60, that's yep. 60 years.
Yeah.
If you go to the 2020s.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah.
And
very
to
impressive.
Answer your question, they are still touring and still going.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does the oxygen tanks mess up like when they're doing those riffs on the guitars? Because it looks like that'd be a little clumsy. I'm just asking for a friend.
Was it Brian Wilson? Isn't that the name of the lead?
Who died?
He didn't die, but he is
he's not dead yet.
Suffering from effects of Alzheimer's and
those types of things.
He doesn't tour with them anymore. There's just a couple of guys from the original group that are still touring as the Beach Boys.
I thought one of them had taken his own life.
Oh, goodness.
May have one of the members.
Two of the Wilson brothers died. One of them, Dennis the drummer, he dove off of a boat in a marina and was killed that way. And the other brother, Carl, died of brain cancer.
You know your Beach Boys trivia, that's for sure.
Hey, thank you, Neil.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Neil.
Great question of Americana.
We're going to take a short time out right here. We'll be back with more of Trivia Friday / Learning University in a moment.
This June marks 2 years since the overturn of Roe v. Wade. But did you know that the number of abortions actually increased the following year? In 2023, the amount of abortions reached its highest level since 2012. Preborn continues to stand strong for women in crisis. Preborn is a ministry of compassion that showers women and babies with God's love, providing free ultrasounds to mothers to introduce them to the precious life growing inside of them. When a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, she is twice as likely to choose life. $28 sponsors one ultrasound, and $140 helps to rescue 5 babies. Your generous tax-deductible donation will also help to provide women who choose life with assistance for up to 2 years. So please, give your best gift. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or visit preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
Here we come. The street, we get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing.
All right.
Wait, welcome that's back. Not the Beach Boys. That's the monkeys.
The monkeys. People say we
Brent
monkey
doesn't
around.
Know. He doesn't know the difference. He's too young.
All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ. Brent Creeley, our producer today. Cindy Roberts on the phones. We got our own little, it's a band here.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a band. All right, so we're going to repeat our questions, and then we'll go back to the phones. How about that?
All right. Here are, I'm going to have to add one since my very difficult Boonies question was answered. First question, in the American West, the Indian tribe called the Anasazi were also known as what? Second question, gorillas can actually catch colds from humans. Is that true or false? And I'll add a question. In World War II, where did the government store the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights? In World War II, where did the government store the originals, obviously, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights?
Mr. Cotto. I know a couple of those answers. Here's the questions I have. First question, what classic children's book begins with the line, in the great green room, there was a telephone and a red balloon? In the great green room, there was a telephone and a red balloon. Very familiar classic children's book. What's the name of the book? Second question, true or false? A crocodile is the only animal that can't stick out its tongue. Is that true or false? Think about the time you've been out there in the swamp, you've been in the bayous, and you leaned over in the boat, and you said, is that crocodile sticking his tongue out at me? It's a little hard to tell unless you get really close, but that you'll know the answer to that.
And then you can tell.
What? My, what big teeth you have. No, wait, that was Grandma out in the woods with Red Riding Hood. Hey, and I'm going to add a question. What is the only country in the world that's also a continent? The only country in the world that's also a continent.
All right, so earlier in the program, I had the question, what popular car did many bands replace? And the correct answer was given. I've forgotten where the call came from, but it was station wagons. A lot of our listeners remember the station wagons from decades gone by. Well, as a follow-up to that, and for an AFR trucker's cap, and these things are good-looking, man. We just ordered them.
They really are good-looking.
We ordered them. I've got it in displayed here in our studio for those watching on the internet.
That's not going to stay.
Doggone it.
You're trying to balance it on the...
Yeah, just I used to be able to do that. All right, so anyway, I want to know, what was the best-selling station wagon of the 1970s?
Oh, that's a good question. And here's the deal.
Yeah.
The fellow that invented Dramamine,
It was his idea to put the seats going looking the wrong way. Early station wagon.
Out the back of the
That's
window.
That's right. He was inventor of Dramamine. Said sales are a little slow getting started. I know what. I'm going to talk to them GM or Ford or Plymouth boys into putting them seats, staring at the traffic coming on. And if I don't get them car sick, well, I've wasted
Turn them
my,
around.
That's it. I waste my time and money with this new thing I've come up with called Dramamine.
You guys ever done that? You ever been in those seats?
Done it. I'm still getting therapy because of it.
Scary. That was
scary,
so
scary and odd and weird. And if you have a little if you're a little bit prone to car sickness, you're facing the wrong way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's worse than being
and plus,
a cheap carnival ride.
If you're in the car pulling up at a stoplight with a vehicle, with a station wagon in front of you, with people staring back at you,
yeah.
That was just such an awkward thing.
Yeah.
Kind of like, okay, I'm not looking at you.
And you hope the brakes work. Those people that like to just roar up to the stoplight or roar up to the, come on, stop, please stop.
All right, what was the best-selling station wagon of the 1970s, okay? My second question, the area known as New England is composed of which six states? Six states compose the area we know as New England. And then finally, Alaska has more shoreline than any other state by far. After that, I want to know, what are the three states that have the most shoreline in the U.S.? The most shoreline after Alaska. What three states have the most shoreline?
Doesn't have to be in any order, right?
No, it doesn't have to be in any order. True. Go.
All right, let's go back to Texas, and John is on the line. John, welcome to Trivia Friday, yes, sir.
Well, greetings from Texas. This is John, formerly of Cotton Cut and Shoot. How are y'all?
Hey, doing
hey,
good.
Hey, John.
What's up?
I live in Tyler now, so.
So they never caught you, huh, John?
No, they didn't.
Hey, John.
Anyway, Yeah.
Ask, answer, or do both, sir.
Oh, I'd love to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
Ed's first question.
All right, here it is, John. In the American West, the Indian tribe called the Anasazi were also known as what?
They were known as cliff dwellers.
That is true. I'm going to give you a second shot at this. What was the...
tribe name.
Yeah, what was the tribe name, tribal name?
Oh, I'm going to have to give up on that one. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay. You're still a good person, John.
Yeah.
There's a tribal name...
That we know today.
That we know today for the Anasazi.
Oh, okay. I would say Hopi.
No, you're in the right part of the country, but it's not the Hopis.
That's actually a color.
Hopi?
It's a color, and it was a model station wagon faced the wrong way.
It's between turquoise and deep blue.
And that Anaconda tribe, that's more of a snake than it was a Native American tribe,
Anaconda,
wasn't it? Because I was worried about those things wrapping around me and cutting all my circulation off.
Yeah. Now, they could stick out their tongues, but not that far. So that doesn't... far as you're...
Did John ever have a chance?
John?
Really?
John, what's your question for us?
Well, your last comment there, I thought you was going to tell me that was Sheriff Taylor's son.
Opie. Oh, that's good.
That's good.
Hey, what's your question for us, buddy?
Alrighty. Last time I was on, I had a question about the Council of Nicaea, and it's a study in that has been a fascinating study in Christian history. So I have another question. In 326 AD, who called for the Council of Nicaea, and who sat on the throne?
Repeat the question, please.
Okay. In 326 A.D., who called for the Council of Nicaea, and who sat? And the second part is who sat on the throne.
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, John. I think it was the Emperor Constantine,
and his mother was Helena, right?
May have been.
Yeah,
that's pretty incredible.
Oh, maybe
guys. That's
hey,
good.
Maybe it's Helena called for it, and Constantine sat on the throne.
Let's go with that.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Jack jumped over the candlestick.
He jumped over the moon.
All right, we're going to go with
the cheese.
We're going to go with Helena and Constantine, John.
Well, actually, the Emperor Constantine did call for the Council of Nicaea, who sat on the throne. They had the four Gospels sitting on the throne.
Oh.
What? I don't understand.
You mean they placed them on the throne?
Yes, because Emperor Constantine believed that Christ should be on the throne.
Wow.
Okay, a little bit of a trick question there, John.
Yeah, bold.
You said who sat on the throne, and you're talking about books. Am I right?
Well, yes. Maybe I should have said occupied.
Yeah, you should have. that would have given us a shot.
But Tim's not bitter. He's not bitter at all.
He's not testy when it comes to
be fair to
like
everybody
this.
Here.
Hey, John, have a good weekend.
That's a great question.
God bless you, buddy.
All right.
You think I was too hard on John there? Or?
No, you're just making fun, right?
You weren't
really seriously upset.
No, I got a good heart. You know what I'm saying?
You do.
I don't mean to be.
And that left hand still rocks.
Left hand. See that left hand?
Yep.
You've seen this better days, but
you could probably still be a hand model.
It's got some glory left in it, I think. I don't know when that's going to be needed, but.
Does your left hand ever take selfies?
With inflation. Going like it is, I'm thinking about getting back in the business.
Hey,
sure.
Why not?
All right, who's next?
Get yourself out there. Tennessee and Marcina is on the line. Marcina, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you.
That's a lovely name. I don't think I've ever heard that name before, Marcina.
Yeah, it's in the Bible.
It is? Okay, well, I guess I got to do a little more reading.
I guess. Where is it in the Bible, Marcina?
I can't remember. It's one of the princesses in the Old Testament.
Okay. All right.
What was another princess?
Oh, I don't know. A princess. I think it was a male.
Oh, okay.
Not a princess.
Oh, I thought you said a princess, like female.
One of the princes. Yeah, I guess in the.
Yeah, there were several in that verse name.
I got you.
Okay, Marcina, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
All right, which one do you want to answer?
One about the country that's also a continent.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll try that one.
Here's the question.
Drama builds.
What is it? What is it?
Oh, man.
What did he say?
The drama builds.
What is the only country in the world that's also a continent?
Well, I think it would be Greenland.
Oh,
Greenland?
No.
No, ma'am.
No, not Marcina. Stop right there. Think about it. Think about the continent. Do you know the continents?
I don't know if everybody.
Well, I think there's Antarctica and Arctic, maybe.
Yeah, there's a bunch.
You're on Antarctica's one. What's another one?
South America.
Yep. Keep going.
Africa.
Yes. You're doing good. Go.
Oh, did you want me to name all?
Yeah, I do. Name all the continents.
That's my question. One of my questions next week.
Keep going.
Keep going.
That's a lot of pressure on live radio.
Europe, yes. Europe? She's going good. She's doing good. Well, go ahead.
Asia.
Hey, yeah, see there? You're rocking. Keep going.
Okay. Well, did I mention North America?
No, you haven't yet.
And you lack one.
And this is the answer.
Iceland?
No.
Nope.
I don't know.
Nope. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
Australia.
What is
Australia,
it?
Australia, maybe. Australia.
Australia.
That's right.
The answer.
That's the answer. You got it, Marcina.
Yeah, and look how easy it was to get there. What is the only country in the world that's also a continent? It's Australia. Good on
you. You're right, JJ. That was a stumper right there.
Okay. Yeah, y'all help me out.
Yes, that was a lot of coaching there. Tim was your lifeline.
Well, it's a team. Yeah, this is really a team sport here, Marcel.
How are you going to know if teachers, instead of trying to give a trick question, they try to lead you and point you in the right direction. So you'll remember it.
They're on your side.
We're all about some learning.
What's your question for us, Marcina?
It's a Bible question from Matthew. And what was the name of the man that they carried Jesus's cross as listed in Matthew.
Right. That was not Cyrus.
Simon the Cyrene?
Simon the Cyrene. Cyrenian.
Yes, Simon.
Simon.
Yes. You got it.
Well, thank you, dear. Have a wonderful weekend. Yes. Thank you for listening to AFR.
Simon. Thank you, Marcina. It is a very pretty name, by the way.
Yes, you're listening.
Yeah, that's the first time I've heard that name.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ. If you want to send us an email, the address is comments@afr.net. Comments@afr.net. Next call, Ed.
All right, we go to Georgia, and Laurie is on the line.
It's on my mind.
Well, Georgia. Laurie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
You heard that song?
Thank you. Oh,
yeah. I want to hear the Boston boy do Georgia in a thick southern drawl one more time.
Georgia.
That's it.
Why from Georgia.
Georgia.
I like it. Yes, we know who sings in the choir.
Hey, Laurie.
Oh, yeah, I sing solo.
Where do you live in Georgia?
10 miles north of Fitzgerald. In South Georgia.
Yeah. Sorry I don't have more peanuts to be able to purchase, but it is what it is.
I do not eat boiled peanuts. No.
I'm with you. Everyone else in my family, my wife, my kids, my daughter-in-law, they all like boiled peanuts. And I'm with you, Lori. No. They're disgusting.
Same with my family. Everybody loves them, and I just can't imagine putting one of those slimy things in my mouth.
Same with you.
Let's start a support group.
Some foods are just, you look at them and you go, no.
Yes. Yeah.
Boiled peanuts is like, I'm going, no.
They stink when they're being boiled.
Well, she just said something about okra, and my sister-in-law was telling me how much she loved okra. I said, I'm sorry. It's like a snail.
Yes.
A snail out there on your driveway.
You mean boiling it?
No, I do like okra.
Fried.
Pulling it off the pulling it out of the garden.
Fried okra is the best.
But I like fried okra. Yeah. Hey, anyway, but we digress. Ask, answer, or do both, Lori?
I would like to do both, please.
Which one do you want to answer?
The New England one.
All right.
Yes. Okay, Lori, the question before us is, are you from New England?
Originally, yes.
Okay, originally.
Really?
Okay. Here we go. You and Ed have that in common.
Where are you from?
I was born in Connecticut.
Okay. All right. Well, she's going to get this one easy.
Okay. Here's the question. The area known as New England is composed of 6 states. Name them. Go ahead, Lori.
Connecticut.
Yes.
Rhode Island.
Yes.
Vermont.
Yes.
New Hampshire.
Yes.
Massachusetts and Maine.
Yes. All right.
Perfectly
way to go.
Perfectly done.
Way to go, Lori. So, you said you were raised in Connecticut or born there?
Yes.
So, what's your favorite part of New England? What's the prettiest couple of places you've been to?
I haven't been there since about 3 years ago. Let's see. I went to my brother's funeral 2 years ago.
Okay.
And Long Island Sound was one of my favorite places.
Okay.
Around New London, Groton.
Yeah.
Waterford.
Okay. Is that Massachusetts? But Long Island's
New
Connecticut. York, right?
Connecticut. Yeah.
Connecticut. Okay.
Hey, our
Long
family
Island's
went.
New York.
Yeah, JJ
our
did
Our family
that.
Went last year, right. About this time last year.
Where would you go up? I mean,
we went through all those states, and they're just spectacular. Yeah. I just never dreamed how pretty it would be.
It is beautiful.
Yeah. And we were especially impressed with Maine. All the places we loved, and we'd stopped, as often as we could. But we drove through all those
Alice
states.
And I are going to the Boston and surrounding area in a few weeks. So
that's great.
I love it.
All right, Lori, is that it?
You got a question for us?
Yes, I do.
Go right ahead.
What is the name of Tonto's horse?
It's Silver, isn't it? Wait, no,
that's
Tonto.
The Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger is Silver. Tonto's was
Bronze. I'm going to say Bronze. Ahoy, Bronze.
Ahoy.
No.
Guys, you're going to have to pull this one out.
I've heard this before, but all right, we're stumped. What's
was it
the
Bullet?
Answer?
Was
no,
it
we're going to remember. No, Bullet was the name of the car of that movie star.
What if it's the General?
Steve McQueen.
Steve McQueen.
Well, maybe it was a General Lee.
you're getting warm. Yeah, because Tonto would jump up there and slide across
the General
hood.
Lee?
No, he'd slide across the hood of his horse, and then he'd get on it and start galloping off.
Hey, I think he stumped us, Lori. What's the answer?
Oh, I'm surprised. Well, I love old-time radio. The name of Tonto's horse is Scout.
Scout. I can see it now because
if you listen, you'll hear the Lone Ranger say, "Hi ho, Silver, hooray!" And then Tonto will say, Go Scout.
You know, it's coming back to me because he had Scout painted orange and had 01 on the side, just right below the saddle. So I can see it now and hear him saying that.
Almost won Talladega. Billy Bob came in on the outside corner.
On the outside corner. Well, that's corner, a tough corner. A tough track.
They've changed corner. Things since you've been over there. NASCAR's doing corners now.
Woo, don't let Tim be an announcer for NASCAR. I write myself a note. Never let Tim.
I was using it metaphorically, you know, like turn the corner, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Back in the corner. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
That's right.
Absolutely.
Hey, thank you so much, Lori. God bless you. And stay warm. I hope it warms up for you there in Georgia.
Did we ever answer? What was the answer?
Scout. That's how we got started.
Tonto.
That's how we started turning the corner.
Yeah, we went way afield. Have you ever gone way afield?
Oh, yeah. Well, far afield.
Far afield.
Been there many times.
All right, so Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions real quickly.
All right. In the American West, the Indian tribe called the Anasazi were also known as what? Mm-hmm. Folks, when you hear it, you'll kick yourselves. Second question, gorillas can actually catch colds from humans. But is that true or is it false? And then third question, in World War II, where did the government store the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights? I'm talking about the original documents.
So you've probably read this children's book to your children many, many times. What classic children's book begins with the line, "In the great green room, there was a telephone and a red balloon"? Second question.
Colonel Mustard was in there, too.
that's
with a
wrench.
That's right.
And the candlestick.
True or false for my second question. A crocodile is the
a what,
only,
JJ?
A crocodile okay. is the only animal that can't stick out its tongue. Is that true or false? Mm. Third question. What is the only? Oh no, wait. I'm going to have to add one, and I'll add this. What major event in history started on October the 29th, 1929, and is often referred to as Black Tuesday? Black Tuesday, what was that?
Okay. My two questions are, we know that station wagons replaced the minivans. That was answered earlier, but I want to know.
Versa.
Pardon me?
Minivans replaced station wagons.
Yeah, yes. Yes. Thank you. Now, but I want to know, for an AFR trucker's hat, a brand new beautiful trucker's hat that we've ordered 100 of these for use for this purpose. I want to know what the best-selling station wagon was of the 1970s, and many of you rode in these, okay? And then finally, I'm ask my second question, not finally, but Alaska has more shoreline than any other state by far because of the girth of the state. I want to know the next three states, and you don't have to name them in order, but what are the next three states in the U.S. that have the most shoreline? And I tell you what.
That can be saltwater and
freshwater. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
And I'll just say this. If you can get that right, because that's three parts, that's three answers, without looking it up or without getting a friend to tell you what it is, I mean, you can talk amongst yourselves, but without looking, and don't get your friend to look it up for you where you call in. You know what I'm saying? Then technically you didn't look it up, but we all know what's going on there.
Right.
Then we'll send you a hat, a cap, an AFR cap. So there you go, Ed. Now who's next?
All right, we go to Oklahoma, and Levi is on the line. Levi, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hello, Levi. It says here you're 13 years old. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, Levi, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
The crocodile.
Here's the question, Levi. It's true or false. A crocodile is the only animal that can't stick out its tongue. Is that true or false?
I want to say true.
It is 100% true.
Wow. All right. Hey,
what about an
job,
alligator?
Levi?
What about an alligator?
Doesn't say anything about alligator. Maybe they can just put their thumbs in their ears and go, no, 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 and stick their tongue out at you.
So you're saying the crocodile and Levi answered it correctly? Way to go. As you say,
it's the only animal. I mean, the hippopotamus can stick its tongue out at you when you're not looking. You're over in the reeds and you're walking away. You don't know he's doing it. But a hippopotamus, he stuck his tongue out at you before.
Yeah.
Giraffe, they stick their tongue out and clean the windshields for those cars out in the parking lot.
Clean the windshields.
Yeah.
All right.
Every animal sticks their tongue out except the crocodile, and Levi knew that. Levi, did you guess?
We better look up
the
alligator. Alligator might be the same thing, but yeah. Go ahead, Levi. Question for us is?
All right. It's in the Bible. What is the longest chapter in the Bible?
The longest chapter in the Bible?
Isn't that Psalm 119?
Yes.
Psalm 119. I thought he said yes. Tractor.
The longest tractor.
Yeah, I was really thrown off.
Is that right? Psalm 119?
Yep.
All right.
Okay, Levi, we
yes,
can't
sir.
Hear you.
Thank you, Levi. You're fading out on us.
Yeah, dude. Have a great weekend, buddy.
Hang on, though, Levi.
Stay away from
you'll
crocodiles.
Make it. All right, we're going to take a short time out right here for news and information. And we shall be back with more of Trivia Friday on the American Family Radio Network. A lot more calls to take in the next half hour. We'll see you back here momentarily.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.